Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah.
I didn't get one. All right, so these are my two subs here. He did about a mile, like 1 mile and a half.
No, yeah, he's gonna
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Here in a minute.
That's him. You got me.
There's going to be 30 tickets sold for that, and then the winner will be drawn when we sell 30 tickets.
Well, I'll win it.
That's why it's not on it. Vortex donated them and a pair of binoculars, 10x22.
That's outside. There'll be 30 tickets sold at $10 a piece.
Just done that.
And when the rum is done, we have rum, whiskey, and as I mentioned, that bottle of bourbon in the back there. That was donated by...
Write your dinner ticket on the back of that and put it right in the bucket.
Walk all the way around over here. You can see me pointing my finger. That's the door prize room.
Thank you.
Perfect, go ahead and pick.
We have just asked to remind you in walleye box. They can be used at every function other than the 50-50. So that's a hell of a bargain. You get
Thank you.
And tonight we'll call three times. And if you don't answer after the third time, we'll redraw. We think he's right back here in the corner. We're going to have...
Fishing is over there.
Gene, I'm going to keep going before that one. I know.
If you're coming in and you're a veteran.
Right? We felt like we were going to get to wear a t-shirt.
We thought we were going to get a t-shirt.
Why didn't you dad tell me?
He's stingy, that's why. We
also he's telling me I'm stingy. Do I have to write my number?
Nope. Those are for you, and the other half are in there already. So you're good to go.
I should know this.
Are you guys just coming in? We have two places to buy your walleye bucks. One in the back and one up here to my right. As you come in, you're going to get a dinner ticket. You tear that in half or thirds, whatever it is. Fill out that portion with your name, address, phone number, etc. Walk all the way through back here as I'm pointing to my right. Claire will take your ticket. And you reach in, you go 50-50. So, right back here in the corner, the ladies will love to sign some 50-50 tickets. So there'll be two winners, and half will go to the club. And 20-30 chances for a $100 bottle of Meyer's Rum up here.
Sorry, I don't have it in the
the question, walleye crocs? Was one of the waterhouse? Yes. Only immunity, cash flow is 50-50. We have Bob O'Meyer going up here, 30 chances, for the 30 chances are still by the end here. For Bob O'Meyer-Rosky. As you come to all these places where you're going to put your dinner ticket number on, we have pens. So make sure you get your dinner ticket number on that theater.
Driftless Glen bourbon whiskey. We're going to do 30 chances on that, $10 a piece. Made in Baraboo, Wisconsin, is what I'm informed. So, right here in front of the podium. Got it? There'll be 30 chances on that. For you guys that are into bourbon, made right here in Wisconsin.
Goldsmith donated a very nice $400 ring. Oh, it's a silver fish ring with a diamond eye. So, good luck. We have two places to buy walleye bucks. Back there, and up here to my right. And then make sure you put your dinner in the cover. I don't believe it. Chance, come on up. As you come in and fill out your ticket, you'll find out if you want a door prize. And if you're buying walleye bucks, two places, to my right here and back there.
I hope so.
It looks like the gals are hitting you up for the 50-50 as you come in. 50-50 is the only item you're going to need cash for tonight. Everything else will be walleye bucks that can be used on anything. We have three.
On your red, you want two tickets. On the left.
So we got both. It's somewhere.
Amen. So the top of your red ticket, they write 213 on them.
Oh, they told me that I get a number from you right now. Right.
Here's that one. Write your number on the top of one.
Well,
have you write your number on one of them. That one will go in the bucket.
I want to do your Christmas shopping early or buying somebody's birthday present. Look at these boards. It's a fantastic gift. At a very reasonable price. Yep, we got 30 chances up here. What do we got left, Paul? We got four left for $10 in walleye bucks for a bottle of bourbon. Ticket number 294.
Just keep this according
to the ticket 294.
You don't need to fill anything out. But I'm just saying you don't need to fill anything out.
We're going to draw again.
$20 is this guy here? You get an income?
Also, your name is going to be at the table. Shaped like a shotgun shell. Over 200 door prizes this year, so
why don't you guys
bring
it over here?
This is going to be the best year for door prizes.
Okay, here. I got the pole.
50-50 rounds back here.
Okay.
Okay.
Why did I win three?
Trevor, what'd you get, buddy?
You got this, and then you got a picture pool of that.
I'm with you.
Trevor, let's go. That's right, just leave him there. Yeah.
Hey,
story of my life.
Okay, here's one. And two.
Where's Brian?
She oh, she bought her own. Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I missed.
No, we're not together, so.
Here you go. Here's one.
Yeah.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
This is for the bottle of single malt.
$20. Here you go.
11. 1-1. Who's ticket 11?
Yep.
Come on up, you got a nice bottle of single malt.
Keep that.
I guess his son wants bottles. Well, he's got one for the show. Congratulations. Oh, this is the 50-50. So you got a string of 20 tickets. This is the only one you're gonna have to look at the ticket other than the walk-arounds. Oh, Tom's waving. Remember, there'll be two winners on this. Okay, thanks very much. Give yourselves a round of applause, okay? Okay, they said the food is ready.
Thank you. Sometimes we did it ourselves.
The walk around tickets, you want to grab your tickets for the first walk around? It's going to be for Stevens 12 gauge over and For those of you that still have the landline.
Who's falling under?
I'm looking at it. Oh, there it is.
Congratulations. You bet. Nice job. Okay, this is a not a fond lack number. This is 748-7662. 748-7662. Not allowed to. You must be over 80 and accompanied by your maternal grandparents. Hodge Huffner won it. You want to take your money or not? Yeah, okay. I'll go too far to 748 numbers. 748. Oh, this might be a double winner. 748-765.
Hey, Ron.
Ron Podolsky.
Ronnie, is that a smile?
Yeah, I can smile. Really nice again to see a lot of similar faces that have been here supporting Walleyes for Tomorrow and our walleyes in our system for a long, long time.
Is that what it was?
Hopefully, everyone appreciates the new venue. It's given us a little bit more room, and we'll work through some bugs with that, but it's been really good so far. It's nice having a little elbow room and the ability to get around. Thank the Cornelli brothers up there, talked to them before, for putting on the venue and getting it set up for us. You guys here, or somebody wins something who's on the committee here, because we all bought our tickets and paid exactly the same as everyone else. Hopefully you guys have a great time tonight. Support the businesses, have some beverages. It's really nice to see a ton of new faces here tonight as well. We appreciate everything you guys do, the effort getting here and spending your hard-earned cash. Remember, it's for our walleyes, not just on the Winnebago system, but the entire state. If any of you want to volunteer ever, please get a hold of Mike Arrowwood, Tom Walters. They can help you out with any volunteers, hatcheries, things like that. I just want to go around quickly, and all the guys wearing the blue vests and working at all the stations here. Can we get a round of applause for their volunteers? They're doing a wonderful job. Okay, I don't want any more. I'm not going to say the S-N-O-W word, so I'm going to cut it short here. Thank you, guys, and hopefully you all win something tonight. If not, I hope I do anything. You guys take care. Thank you very much. Thanks, Joel. Get the folks ready for that walk around. Okay, we're gonna walk around here, folks. The first walk around is gonna be for an over-under shotgun. It's still Stevens 12 gauge.
Ticket rep.
And we're going to take Norman's lead two states. Mike? You ready? Here's Mike Arrowwood, chairman of the All the Walleyes for Tomorrow chapter.
Evening. I thought I'd give you an update on what Walleyes for Tomorrow has been up to since last year. Those of you that like to fish Green Bay, this was our second year of our walleye tagging program up on Green Bay. And the purpose of that is this program is to figure out what human exploitation is on the population, walleye population in Green Bay. Last year, human exploitation was calculated to be about 5%. This year, we doubled the number of tags that were put in the last year, We doubled the number of tags that were put in the system, and human exploitation was determined to be about 10%. Self-sustained walleye population, which the Bay of Green Bay is, it withstand about 35% human exploitation before it becomes a detriment to the population. So we're in great shape on the Bay of Green Bay. The population is robust. This past year, they had the largest spawn that they've ever encountered on the Bay of Green Bay. So that'd be good. Those fish would be good for another 8-10 years. People will take them out over time, obviously. The other thing that we had that was very interesting was on Shawnee Lake. We've been running a hatchery there now for 13 years, and the DNR every other year stocks on top of our stocking. And what we found last year was that 82% of the fall fingerlings that they surveyed came out of the walleye sperm marl hatchery. That was even after they had put 32,000 in just before the survey was done. They just had a conference of DNR fisheries managers, and our manager at Shawnee made the statement that walleye sperm marl is the most successful method of stocking that exists in the state of Wisconsin. We've had 89% success rate. On Green Lake, 1 year we had 88% success. Another year we had 69% success. So the way that we release the fry, you know, these little guys are only 2 days old when we turn them loose. But the fact is the amount of fish that we put in the lake, we attempt to and almost always manage to put 2,000 per surface acre in a lake, which offsets predation and natural mortality, so it makes a big difference. This year we're building a hatchery. It will be placed at Long Lake over by Dundee. We've never had a hatchery in the Catalyst before, so that'll be a new endeavor for us. We'll be running hatcheries again this year on Lake Geneva, Pewaukee Lake, Big Cedar, Little Cedar, Green Lake, Long Lake, Shawnee Lake, the Monaco Chain, the Manitouche Chain, and Silverberg Lake up by Phillips. So we're doing well. We're well supported. I tell everybody I meet that I meet the best people in the state of Wisconsin. And there are people that like to volunteer to help and do things. It is a positive endeavor. So thanks for all of you that come. Without you, we couldn't fund these. A typical hatchery for us to build and equip is somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000, not including the boat and the bike nets that we need to run the process. So. Thanks all of you for coming. If you want to talk, I'll be here all night. So if anybody wants to talk fish, I'll be around. Thank you.
I'll bet you he's got $1,500. I should say a year for a full-time job. I bet you he's got $1,500 just to donate his time. As you mentioned. Also, Brian just mentioned in your and as we're doing the walk around, you also see all of these sponsors up here. This would not be possible, folks, without your dollars helped by the food and, of course, some door prizes. But this is how we had. How many door prizes?
All right.
Sure. Okay. We got two winners. Real nice rod, real combos.
This is nice, I don't have to worry about that, yeah.
Alright.
Yep. Chicken board, fly that up here. With ones being ones, 1 to 10, the highest poker hand on a dollar bill. And don't look through 20 in your wallet, just grab one. Please. Bob, you got the ticket board? Okay, go over there and grab your string of tickets. 112. Okay? Just go over there, Bob will give you some tickets. 054. Yep, 44. 279. Okay, can you carry him with you? Sean. 3. I got 6, so we'll have 2 more. Just go over there. Last one. Who's got 38? Come on up.
Yes.
Go right over there, they'll give you a sleeve of tickets.
In there.